And here we are, back up and running on this Tuesday morning, September 24th, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WWGH Radio, the early show here, 740-383-9944. A lot of conversation on the table before we went to break there. We were talking about the L&K restaurants and the correlation to the Royal Buffet, which used to be where Denny's is now. And what was the difference between the Royal Buffet and the L&K restaurant that was on Delaware Avenue? Was there any difference between these two other than kind of how the place was decorated? Or really, that's the only one we can discern right now. And why did the Royal Buffet not have a buffet? Does anybody remember the Royal Buffet having a buffet? The old team of Ludwig and Kibbe? Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
The L&K restaurant that was on West Center Street was on the corner of Holiday and West Center, and they say now it's the church. But when they opened up, my older sister worked there, and they had a car hop. And their main thing was hamburgers, hot dogs, fries, and that's what I remember. They sold other food. That was their main thing.
Now,
do
you ever remember a buffet at the Royal Buffet?
Vaguely. It was more or less just a sit-down restaurant. And order whatever they had on the menu.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
And it wasn't. Yeah, I was only in there a couple times, but it's been so long ago. But, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
I don't remember if Redmore can give me orders or not. I couldn't be able to tell you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah, the question is, what were the differences between the L&K restaurant, which would have been located on Delaware Avenue, where the Matthews Honda dealership is now, and the Royal Buffet restaurant, which was located on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Denny's is now? Was there any big difference, and does anybody recall the Royal Buffet restaurant actually having a buffet? Also talking about shooting the loop, now we now know the loop started on Sargent Street and went to Park Boulevard and to Church Street and then back to Sargent Street. And apparently this came in 1981 when the one-way streets came in Marion. But does anybody remember going down and shooting the loop? How many cars would be down there on a typical Friday or Saturday night when this was going on? 740-383-9944. Would love to hear your opinion on it. 740-383-9944. Now, I did want to mention this morning. Tricycle, it's not a children's tricycle, but it's an adult tricycle, was stolen on Monday from the area of Wood Street. The owner of the tricycle is developmentally disabled, and this is the primary mode of transportation. This is not just a bike to this person, but a necessary piece of independence. Contact the Marion Police Department if you see this bike or have any information as to where its location is or who might have taken it. The contact you want to contact is Dina Benroth. Dina Benroth with any information. They want to make sure that the person who stole this bike is held accountable. And the telephone number at the Marion Police Station, 740-387-2525. That's 740-387-2525. But on Monday, somebody stole, it's an adult tricycle with, it's kind of blue, and there's a basket in the back, and it's used by a developmentally disabled person to get around town. So this needs to be returned. Now, it would have been in the area of Wood Street. If anybody knows any information, contact the Marion Police Department. Dina Benroth, 740-387-2525. But we certainly would love to see that tricycle returned. 740-387-2525. Call the Marion Police Department, and we can get that tricycle returned to the person. Now, why somebody would want to take that, the adult tricycle, I don't know. But hopefully it turns back up very soon. Now, back to the LNK restaurants here. Now, does anybody remember why the Royal Buffet was called the Royal Buffet? Or does anybody have any memories of the old Scotch and Sirloin here in town, which was way out on Delaware Avenue? More of an upscale, kind of a high-class type of a restaurant. Kind of famous for their steak. Now, I believe, as I said earlier on, that Mike Nicolosi had a hand in that, but I also thought that Mike Nicolosi used to own the Doubles restaurant, which used to be on the corner of Main and Fairground Street. Now, did Mike Nicolosi also own that restaurant? The old Doubles restaurant on the main, on the corner of Main and Fairground. But somebody called in and thought the people who own the Smorgasbord restaurant possibly own the Doubles restaurant. Now, I don't remember that, but that could have been true. Now, does anybody have memories of the Smorgasbord here in town, which used to be located in the Marion Plaza? I believe that was the only location of the Smorgasbord restaurant. But I remember so well the bread pudding, and I don't know how the bread pudding got so closely associated with the Smorgasbord restaurant. I still don't know what the association was there. Maybe it's just because it was a popular dish, and I don't even know who used to cook it there. Does anybody remember who the chef was or the cook was for all those years at the Smorgasbord restaurant? Did the owners used to go in and cook, or did they have a long-term cook that they used to have at the old Smorgasbord? And as I was asking earlier, I do not have a recipe for bread pudding in front of me, but I don't think it's a complicated thing to make. Does anybody remember or have a recipe for bread pudding? I think it just has to do with bread and milk and cinnamon, and there's some baking involved. But I think you kind of want, I don't know if this is true, but I think you kind of want stale bread for bread pudding. Not spoiled bread, not molded bread or anything like that, but just kind of stale bread for bread pudding. Now, is that right? Or maybe heels are the best thing to use for bread pudding. Does anybody have a recipe or an idea about any of these things or the old Smorgasbord? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are wide open. Certainly would love to hear from you on this Tuesday morning, 22 minutes past the hour here. And a whole myriad of things we're talking about this morning. We've got the Halloween parade, the old Christmas parade, Santa arriving to the mall in a helicopter, the Smorgasbord. What restaurant or what stand in Marion used to have the everything hot dog, which was the hot dog that had the everything sauce on it, which was compiled of ketchup and mustard and sugar and onions? And apparently this was a very popular hot dog to get in Marion. Does anybody know where the everything hot dog was sold? Or the hot dog with everything sauce, maybe, is how it was referred to. Where would you get that at? Does anybody have any memories of downtown Marion? Downtown Marion or uptown Marion? What is, you know, we discussed this before at one point, I think, but what is the difference between downtown and uptown? Now, I would think downtown, well, we know where downtown is. Downtown is, you know, down here where the Palace is and the Harding Hotel and things of that nature. That's downtown. Now, where is uptown? Is uptown the opposite way? Is uptown like East Center Street and East Church Street? Is that uptown? Because there is like the library. Would the library be considered uptown? I don't know. In Marion, I've never really understood uptown from downtown. Now, we all know where downtown is, and we talk about downtown an awful lot, but I don't know where uptown is. I'm going to go up, but you hear a lot of people say that. I'm going to go uptown to do something. Well, where is uptown? Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
I remember, I have a memory of what downtown was like. I mean, as far as the 70s went in the early 80s, because the drugstore was still there, and it still had a soda jerk. And I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've heard what a soda jerk is. You could still eat in there back when it was, can't remember the name of the drugstore now, but that was before Rite Aid took it over.
Henny and Cooper?
Cooper Drugs?
Yeah, Henny and Cooper?
Yeah, Henny and Cooper. I remember it was a orange sign with blue lettering. And before Rite Aid took it over, they still had a soda bar there you could get hamburgers and stuff from. Because I know I ate there one of the last times they had it. They ended up tearing it out and replaced it with product. I think they turned it into the makeup section. But it was there as early as 1981. So I do remember that portion.
You know, and I think Henny and Cooper remained in business actually until the early 1990s because they were located somewhere here on Center Street, and they were there for quite a while.
Well, the area that was Henny and Cooper and Rite Aid got turned into the clinic.
Right.
So, because that portion burned, because that was where the Carroll's Jewelers used to be, too. And that portion burned in a fire in the 2000s. And so Carroll's out there just built a brand new building behind the Ram building. And then they finally put the clinic where Henny and Cooper used to be. So, that's as much as I know, anyway. As far as the rest of downtown's concerned, it's like, I know that the Beautician College is still there, or was. But, as far as anything else about it, I don't really know. And as far as uptown is concerned, I'm under the thought that uptown and downtown are exactly the same. They just talked about uptown. There's a lot of people living in those lofts on those buildings.
Right.
You'd be awfully surprised at how many people actually live down in downtown Marion. Believe it or not, it's 700 people, I think. So I didn't know. It's like somebody. I was talking to somebody that owns some of those lofts, and there's several buildings around downtown where people actually live, and they're not cheap. I know that much.
No, but it's good to know that people are living down here, and it's a bright place to live, and it's a very clean area at this particular point in time, and I'm glad people are living down here.
Yeah. But, well, you're doing trivia, aren't you?
Well, just kind of memories of certain things. You know, we're talking about the old Halloween parades and the Christmas parades and the Smorgasbord restaurant and the old L&K restaurant, just kind of talking of people's memories of those places.
I don't remember the L&K restaurant in Marion. I remember the one in Delaware. Right there on 23. I don't know what's in its place now, but I remember being there once or twice where they like to offer, they were offering pumpkin pie out of season. Now, I never liked pumpkin pie, but, I know that the L&K restaurant was one of the places that you could actually go if you actually wanted pumpkin pie out of season. So, that being said, where was the old L&K in Marion anyway?
Now, there were two L&K, well, I guess three, truth be told, but apparently there was one down on Center Street when it first opened, and then that went out of business, and then it moved to the spot where Matthew's Honda is now on Delaware Avenue. Of course, the building is gone now, but I guess they also own the Royal Buffet, which is where Denny's is now. Now, do you remember the Royal Buffet?
Wasn't that Chinese?
No, I think it was just an offshoot of the L&K, but apparently, as we've talked this morning to people, they didn't even have a buffet, so I'm not sure why they were called Royal Buffet, but they were owned by L&K, the Ludwig and Kibbe Corporation.
Oh, what's it called again?
It was called Royal Buffet, but it was owned by L&K.
Which was what?
The two gentlemen's name, Ludwig and Kibbe.
Oh. I heard they were never really big. I mean, they were big in Central Ohio, but they had like maybe 17 stores at their height, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they were just an Ohio business.
Yeah.
But do you?
Yeah, I think most of the L&K's were in Marion and Delaware and Columbus.
Now, do you have any remembrances of the old smorgasbord?
Oh yeah, I remember the smorgasbord. Remember the bowling alley too before it burned. I think the smorgasbord was like one section down from the bowling alley.
Yeah, not too far down. I believe the smorgasbord is where...
Yeah, that's where Blue Fusion is now.
Right. Well, the smorgasbord is where Mi Jalapeno's is.
Oh, the Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, that's where smorgasbord used to be.
Yeah, we used to go to the smorgasbord when we could. It opened my eyes to other smorgasbords, especially the ones in Florida. I do actually like going to one because you can just serve yourself. Instead of having someone do it. And I don't mind restaurants with, you know, because I go to a lot of mom and pops. Because I stay out of the McDonald's and stuff, so.
Now, do you remember the famous bread pudding at the smorgasbord?
I never ate the bread pudding.
Yeah. I think that was kind of their signature dish. They had that, and they had a certain kind of soup. I can't remember what the soup was, but soup used to be a big deal there.
I bet my wife's going to know.
Yeah.
I think I remember the soup. It was good. It was good soup.
Yeah, she remembers the soup. She can't tell you exactly what it was called, though.
Yeah, they had a unique soup, and it was always at the end of the buffet, and they had the bread pudding at the end of the buffet, and they had the soup that was very popular. So it was a very unique place, to say the least.
Well, you know, my one regret was I didn't go into Isley's not once.
Oh, really?
I always thought that I was going to go. I'd come back in 95 from the service, and I was going to go. But I never got the chance to go, and then all of a sudden it folded its doors and closed up. They sold the business, and then we sold the property, and basically, Rite Aid came in and destroyed it all.
Yeah, you know, it was a very unique place, to be honest. I remember eating at the Isley Shop on Mount Vernon Avenue. But last week, we had a long conversation on this show about all the Isley Shops. And there was an Isley Shop, I believe we talked about, on Center Street. And there was also an Isley Shop on Mount Vernon Avenue. And I believe...
Now, as pictures go... Isley used to have a creamery.
Yeah, I believe that's where the water company, or the old water company was, up on Center.
Okay, but there also used to be another, I don't know if it was Isley exactly, but there used to be another store where the Dino's Bar is now,
And that was an ice cream shop over on Bell Fountain and David.
I don't remember that one. Now, you know the one I've been trying to figure out for a long time, and the building is still there. But if you go out, I guess it would be just past the old Super Duper on route. What's that road out there? It's, oh, gosh. Can't think of it.
I'll have to. Super Duper, was that a store?
Yeah, it was a grocery store. It's the road out there. Okay, if you're on the mall, if you're at the mall, and then you go down past the post office, and you go down past those buildings, and the next road, that's, what route is that?
You're not talking about Barks Road.
No. Not Barks Road, the other direction. If you turn off of Delaware Avenue and you go past the post office on that side road there, which is Barks Road, but the next crossroad you hit, that road. I can't think of
what... that's Route 4.
Route 4, yeah.
No.
If you turn down Route 4 there, where the batting cage is, and you go...
Oh, that used to be the IGA.
Yeah, and there's a little ice cream shop that's no longer in business there. If you go up the road about a mile there... But the building's still there. But I can't remember what that was called.
I don't remember either. I never went there. I remember seeing it open.
Yeah, the building's
like
still
open. A few short years ago, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been closed that long. I think it's only been closed for like the last 2 years.
It hasn't been a long time, but I say last time I was out there, I know the building is still there, but the place is certainly gone. But I certainly thank you calling in, and if anything else comes in your mind, give us a call.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, see, that's the type of call that I like, where we can really sink our teeth into the things that were going on here in Marion. Now, does anybody know what that ice cream parlor was? The building's still there, but how did I forget Route 4? Gee whiz. But if you get on Route 4 and you drive down, you turn there at the batting cages, where the batting cages are now, and you go down that way a little bit, it's down there on the right. It used to be a ice cream shop. And the building's still there, but I don't remember what it was called. What was that little ice cream place called out there on Route 4? Does anybody remember the name of that? Just beyond where the batting cages are now. Used to be an IGA, and I believe it was Super Duper at one point. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't the name of that ice cream place called Flowers?
It could have been the Flowers. I know it was a family-run operation. How many years do you think that's been out of business?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Probably 10 at least.
Yeah, I know it's been a few years, but the last time I checked, the building was still there. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the building is still there. Well, I thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It could have been the Flowers. The Flowers... ice cream parlor out there on Route 4. Now, like I say, I do think the building's still there. Last time I knew, the building was still there. I know sometimes you drive by these buildings one day and then the next day they're gone. But the last time I knew, that building was still there on Route 4 where that ice cream parlor was, just beyond the batting cages. 740-383-9944. If you've got something to add to the conversation, would love to hear about it. Also, a lot of things we're talking about today. I still have never got a bread pudding recipe. Bread pudding must be a thing of the past. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. I don't remember the ice cream part of it, but I do know it used to be called the Coney Express.
You know, that's the name I think the one out there on Route 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about 5 or 6 years ago, somebody reopened it. Now they got it back up for sale. And we went out there and they had, like, Texas tenderloins and stuff like that there. And then I think that's been about 5 or 6 years ago. So I don't know from that point on where they're going, because it was kind of, they've done some work to it because it's fallen in and stuff. And then they've redone it. But that's the only thing I know it by is the Coney Express.
Now, do you remember the old Royal Buffet?
No.
And see, I can't remember that either. I would think they would have had some kind of buffet, but I don't know.
Well, you would have thought so, you know, being called the buffet, but...
The only buffet for a long... I mean, I know Ponderosa and Bonanza came in, but for a long time, the only buffet I remember was the smorgasbord.
Yeah. We went there quite a bit, and they had, like, even at Thanksgiving, at the smorgasbord, about one of the places that put up, you know, your turkey and your ham, and they had a... It was always packed around Thanksgiving and stuff they took in, you know, and stayed open.
Absolutely. And do you remember the bread pudding at the smorgasbord?
I remember it, but I never did care for that. You know, I mean, as far as Mom always made it, but I don't remember how she done it. I was going to get with my sister today and see if I could get a recipe for you.
Yeah, I'd love to have a recipe on that, because I cannot remember exactly how you make that. But I know there's you can screw it up easy. I know that.
Yeah, but my wife said her mom usually used the day-old bread and stuff like that before she would make it, so...
Yeah, I think it did have something to do with stale bread.
Yeah, but my mom used to make it, but at that age, I don't remember how it was done.
Right. Well,
so I'm going to see if I can get a recipe for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk at you later.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I do. The making of bread pudding had something to do with stale bread. I do remember that. The bread had to be somewhat stale. Now, we're not talking about moldy bread here or anything like that, but it just had to be somewhat stale, I believe. Anybody out there, culinary people, who would know about the bread pudding? And I don't know why, in my brain, that the bread pudding and the smorgasbord are so closely tied together. But I believe they were famous for that particular dish, in my particular mind. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. The building out on Route 4, that used to be a root beer stand.
Oh, was it a root beer stand?
When I was growing up, that was a root beer stand.
Now, was it kind of like Stewart's?
Yes, it was. And it was a Stewart's.
Oh, it was a Stewart's.
Had sold Stewart's root beer.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
My goodness.
And then Mike Nicolosi, I believe his first restaurant was called the Humpty Dumpty.
You know.
That was out on North Main Street.
Yeah.
That VFW, I think, is now, or some type of veterans building.
Yeah, just up the road there, past the light where Doubles was, where Victor's is now.
Yeah. Right. And then from there, he opened up the Scotch and Sirloin, which is where El Campesino's is now. And the Brown House used to be called the Scotch Party House. And then from the Scotch Party House, it went back to the Brown House.
Now, what was the difference between the Scotch and Sirloin and the Party House?
Just larger, you could rent the place out for larger parties.
Oh.
And the Scotch and Sirloin was just basically his restaurant.
Now, did Mike own the Doubles restaurant up on North Main?
I've always heard that, too.
That's what I thought. I you know, somebody had said that, but because the people who own the smorgasbord, and I'm not sure who they were, but I don't think they owned any other property.
Yeah, I think Mike owned Doubles.
Yeah.
I believe. But the Scotch, I do miss the Scotch. He had great steaks, and lobster was fantastic.
It was, like I said, a little higher-end restaurant, but they had great food.
Great food.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think we have a place like that, quite like that, in Marion right now.
No, the food nowadays just doesn't taste as good as the food way back when.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, I think they have too.
Well, I appreciate the information.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, the Humpty Dumpty. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a while. The old Humpty Dumpty, which, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mike Nicolosi did own that. But I don't, and it was on North Main as well. But I don't remember exactly, I think it was just a hamburger place, wasn't it? The Humpty Dumpty. Anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The owners of the smorgasbord was Denny and Patty Schwartz.
Oh, Denny and Patty Schwartz.
Yeah.
Now, are they both gone at this point?
Patty is, but Denny's not.
Oh, really? Is Denny still here in Marion?
Yes, he is, but I'm not sure where he lives.
Well, that's interesting. Now, do you remember the bread pudding at the smorgasbord?
No, I didn't like it, but I could probably get a recipe for you.
Well, I tell you, if Denny or anybody else still has a recipe, that'd be good. I appreciate that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Denny and Patty Schwartz, the owners of the smorgasbord. And well, we finally got that one knocked out of the patch here. And apparently Patty has since left us, but Denny still around, Denny Schwartz. We hope he's doing well. And the smorgasbord, certainly a vital part of Marion history. Now, I do want to remind people that coming up later today, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show here on WWGH Radio from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then we have the Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today on WWGH Radio, 45 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Talking about the L&K restaurant and the Royal Buffet and smorgasbord and bread pudding. We still have not located, though, where they would have had the hot dogs with the everything sauce. Now, were they sold out at that place on Route 4 that apparently has been a root beer stand, has been an ice cream parlor, has been a place where they sell tenderloins? But I do think the building is kind of in bad shape now, and I do think it's been a couple years since it's been opened. But that old ice cream parlor out there on Route 4, I believe the building still stands. Now, I don't think we ever have heard back if the old movie screen is still there for the drive-in on the north end. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you ask Charlie, I think that everything sauce was at Stewart's Root Beer Stand.
Oh, so they...
North Main.
So they sold that at Stewart's?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Charlie said he made something similar to it. Somehow or other, he got the recipe in, and he made something similar to it.
Well, I remember him telling me he got the recipe from a family member, but I couldn't remember what the family business was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that the old Stewart's Root Beer Stand has had several owners since then, but this was the original owner.
Ah, well, that's very interesting. Thanks.
And the one on Route 4, one time years ago, was an A&W root beer stand.
Oh, the one. So it's now. Do you remember it being a Stewart's root beer stand?
What on Route 4?
Yeah.
No, that was the A&W. Stewart's was on North Main.
Okay, so Stewart's has always been on North Main, but the one on
right.
Route 4 was an A&W.
Was an A&W, yeah.
A&W.
Yeah. Now, I think. Recently, the fellow that has that state of sandwich food truck,
right?
It used to sit out there. I don't know whether he owns that building or not.
You know, I see that state of sandwich food truck almost every day in the mm-hmm. Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, he used to park out beside that the old A&W there on Route 4. I don't know, maybe that's he keeps his food there or something. I don't know.
Huh? That's interesting.
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
So we had the A&W root beer stand out on Route 4 in this little place that we're talking about. And, of course, we've always had Stewart's up here on North Main Street. Now, does anybody have any memories of Stewart's root beer stand? Now, I think I remember that people used to say that you had to be on roller skates if you were a car hop there. Now, last time I was over there, I think they still do have car hops at Stewart's Root Beer here in Marion. I don't know how busy it is anymore. I haven't been over there in quite a while, but I think at one point it was a thing where you had to have roller skates to be a part of it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there used to be a foot-long hot dog stand north of Stewart's Root Beer, just a little bit north of Stewart's up on North Main.
Oh, now, was that where they sold the everything sauce?
Well, I don't remember that, but... It was called a foot-long hot dog stand.
Now, would this be between, like, where the radio station and Stewart's was?
Oh, just very, very shortly north of Stewart's there.
Just right
it
north of
very
Stewart's.
Far.
And it basically, they just sold foot-long hot dogs.
That's my memory of it, yeah.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Well, thanks.
And then out on the corner of David and Bell Fountain Avenue, that was... I just thought of it and can't remember it now. That was an ice cream store there that had, they made their own ice cream out there, and Bo's Ice Cream it was called.
Oh, Bo's. So they were, what era would that have been?
Well, that was back in the 30s and 40s.
Wow, Bo's Ice Cream.
Yeah, and I don't know, probably into the 50s even. It was there a long time. And they made special ice cream dessert things that they sold for parties and things like that, too.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, take care.
Bo's Ice Cream. Now, does anybody remember Bo's Ice Cream? 50 minutes past the hour here. Bo's Ice Cream on the corner of David Street there. And also, now we've got the foot-long hot dog stand just north of Stewart's Root Beer. Now, was that where the everything sauce was? Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about car hops. You had car hops at the L&K. You had them at the patio drive-in, which was just past Sargent Street. And you also had them at the Plaza View drive-in, where Perkins is now.
Now, the Plaza View, now, that was owned by Martha Douse's sister, Grace, wasn't it?
Right. Grace and Don Wood, yeah.
Grace and Don Wood. Now, I thought... Now, was it on both lots? Because I thought it was on the lot there that U.S. Gold is on now.
Right. That the restaurant was there, and their house was on the lot where the where Perkins is.
Oh, okay.
And when Perkins wanted to open that restaurant, they turned the house around on behind, and that became Woodside Drive back there.
Oh, interesting. Now, didn't the Amish take that house back there?
Somebody did.
I think so. I think Martha Douse said. Yeah.
Turned it around and put it on the other lot back there.
Yeah. Now what was that restaurant?
Plaza View Drive.
Plaza View. So it was a drive.
They used to have car. Everybody had car. Humpty Dumpty had car hops too. So.
Now
everybody had car hops.
Now were they on roller skates?
Yep. Yep.
That's interesting.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. Thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Now, yeah, there's another place, the Plaza View, that would have been on the spot where Perkins and U.S. Gold is now on Mount Vernon Avenue, owned by Grace Wood, who is the sister, older sister, she's since left us, of Martha Douse, Manasi. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, 52 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. And remember, we're here every weekday morning between 8 and 10 a.m. talking about things like this. Now, I know Grace Wood made me a very nice cream pie before she left us, and I believe that was one of the staples of the Plaza View drive-in for so many years. There on Mount Vernon Avenue. But does anybody remember the foot-long hot dog stand that was just north of Stewart's Root Beer? Because I think that might have been the place where the hot dogs were with the everything sauce. And again, the everything sauce, I believe, is ketchup and mustard and some sugar and some onion, and you have to get the concoction almost exactly right to eat it. But was that where that was? Or does anybody remember the Bo's Ice Cream that would have been here in Marion? A whole nother ice cream maker outside of the Isley family. Or, as our caller said earlier on, does anybody have any more memories of the Isley shop? We did a lot on the Isley shop last week, talking about where they were here in town and what kind of things they had to eat and the people who worked there and how if you got a pink Klondike bar, you could get the next one for free. All kinds of interesting stuff. And the smorgasbord, still talking about memories of the old smorgasbord restaurant here, which of course was on Mount Vernon Avenue in the Plaza. And now we know owned by Don and Patty Schwartz, and Patty since having passed away, but Don apparently still around here in town. And the bread pudding that was the staple of the Smorgasbord Restaurant and some kind of soup. Does anybody remember the name of the soup that Smorgasbord used to have? Because I know that was a big, big deal for a long, long time. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I can remember Stewart's, and they had a sauce, and they called it Aunt Marie's Coney Sauce.
Oh, okay.
And it had, like, you know, it had, like, the chopped onions, and it had pepper, and it had the meat. It had, like, ketchup, kidney beans, and a couple of dashes of Tabasco sauce and stuff like that in it.
Now, you can't...
And chili powder.
Now, you can't still get that at Stewart's, can you?
I don't know on that, but I have the recipe for it. So it was wrote on it where it was supposed to be Stewart's.
Oh, isn't that something?
Recipe, but it was called the Aunt Marie's Coney Sauce.
Oh, how about Aunt Marie's? Well, it's so interesting.
She was one of the workers that was there, I guess, that worked there. Her name was Marie.
And she kind of gave you that recipe?
And I got it through the family. They said that they knew her, and then they gave me, but I never had used any of it.
Oh, okay.
So we have it in our recipe box.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, I thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's fascinating. Aunt Marie's Coney Sauce at Stewart's Root Beer Stand here in Marion. Now, does anybody remember Aunt Marie's kind of spicy Coney Sauce here at Stewart's Root Beer? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour, talking about a lot of things from Marion's past, present, and future. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying. We love to hear your memories. 740-383-9944. Talking this morning about what was the old A&W root beer stand out on Route 4, just beyond where the batting cages are now. Talking about Stewart's Root Beer. Does anybody have any fond memories of Stewart's Root Beer up on North Main Street, which still exists to this day, and the car hops who used to go around with their roller skates? And also talking about this hot dog stand, the Footlong Hot Dog Stand, which used to be just north of Stewart's Root Beer there on North Main, which I think is where the everything sauce and the hot dog might have originated. And then we've got the Plaza View restaurant, which was owned by Martha Dowse's sister, Grace Wood, up on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Perkins is now, and U.S. Gold. That would be the location of that. Does anybody have any memories of that? Now, I know, as I said earlier, Grace made me, I believe it was a banana cream pie before she passed away, and just a great cook. And was that what the Plaza View was known for? Was it known for things like cream pies? Now, I know Turoff's, George Turoff, was known for cream pies and the things he did like that. Give us a call. Phone lines are open here, 57 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Also looking for the connection between the Smorgasbord restaurant and the bread pudding, or memories of the Smorgasbord, or why was the Royal Buffet called the Royal Buffet if it was owned by the L&K people and the Royal Buffet was located on the spot that currently houses Denny's restaurant? Why was it called the Royal Buffet if it did not have a buffet? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We got a couple minutes left here before we're going to wrap up the morning. And there's also a lot of interesting things about Henny and Cooper. We haven't talked a whole lot about Henny and Cooper, but does anybody have any memories of the old Henny and Cooper in downtown Marion for so many years and lasted for a long, long time? I don't believe Henny and Cooper finally closed up until the mid-1990s, maybe. It was there for quite a while. They held out. Now, I don't know if Henny and Cooper are still alive, but I do remember when you would go into Henny and Cooper, there were a lot of, not everybody was elderly, but there were a lot of elderly employees there, and I think they had been there for such a long stretch, which tells you what Henny and Cooper, the Henny and Cooper people were like to work for. Obviously very good. Go ahead, caller.
shop.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody mention anything about the Christmas parades.
Oh, yeah, what do you...
Well, back in the 50s and 60s, that used to be the big thing. It started out on East Center Street. We would stand out in the cold and the snow and everything else and come up through town. And at the old gazebo, or at the gazebo there at the courthouse, they used to take that, close it in, and make it a Santa Claus house.
Oh,
Santa Claus would be in there, and in that gazebo during the holidays.
Isn't that something? That's an awful... Well, hey, I thank you for that memory.
But it started, as I said, and it was a big parade, a lot bigger than what it is today.
Well, I
can't... It lasted maybe half an hour, but back then it was like an hour or so.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Great remembrances of the Christmas parade. Now remember, this show's on Monday through Friday, 8:15 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tell your friends, because we love to share the memories here on WWGH Radio. And today we've got Adam the Computer Guy coming up at 2:10. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10. And we've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5:10. But for now, this is the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Handled this. Is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a, you know, they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get salvation of their credibility.